Hello, my friends. Welcome in to another episode of the Subscription Web Design Podcast. Excited to be with you this week. I've been pretty under the weather for the past few weeks, so very sorry that I haven't had a new episode for you. But I appreciate the support. We've been getting some really, really great download numbers on YouTube and also on our audio podcast, and excited to see what's happening there. In this one, I want to talk to you about breaking the feast or famine cycle with subscription web design. This is something that I'm very, very passionate about specifically because in most web design businesses, you have this conveyor belt that clients run through. And if you don't have any new leads in the pipeline, you don't have any new deals set up, and you know new people aren't being added to the process and put on the conveyor belt, then you are going to be in a time of famine. And then oftentimes, if you're fortunate enough to have a time of feast, you have the problem of not being able to fulfill well on the work. And so it's a two-edged sword. When you're feasting, sometimes your systems and your processes and your deliverability suffers. And then when you're in the famine, you don't have anything going on at all. And there's a completely different discussion we could have about, you know, how you should use your famine time. And we're actually going to have a podcast about that coming up soon, about how to use downtime well in your web design business. Spoiler alert, tinkering with the header or the menu color or any of that jazz on your website is not a productive way to use your downtime. Most people are not looking at your website, ironically, as a website designer. So anyway, that's a discussion for a different day. So how do we get into this mess, right? This feast or famine mess of website design. I think the problem here is that we look at website design as a product, as a commodity, as something that a person buys from us one time and then doesn't buy from us again. At least that's how we a lot of times used to see website design. Now, I look at it so differently than that. And in fact, I have from the beginning that I almost can't even like identify well with that mindset. But I do get it. I do get that a lot of you come from that background. And if you think about a web design deliverable as being a website product that the person gets, and then it's their responsibility to upkeep and maintain and manage and update and all of that, the website, then you're never going to get away from that thinking. Now, the closest that I've seen that you know people actually get away from that thinking is if they have a maintenance plan or if they add on a maintenance plan to their business. But as many others have pointed out, and I think this is the case as well, you know, a maintenance plan can be somewhat of a hard sell to people because it's kind of like insurance, right? Especially the way that a lot of people end up selling it. If you sell it as a maintenance plan, maintenance sound like insurance. And it's like, you know, people don't like buying insurance. They don't like taking their car for maintenance. You know, God forbid they have to take their website for maintenance too. And so there's ways even to reframe that. For example, in our business, we sell managed websites. Okay, we don't sell website maintenance as an additional service. We sell managed websites. And that makes a very, very big difference. The cool thing about this is that when you start to take this tact and you start to go this route with it, what you're going to find is that subscription web design is actually better for your clients. So the whole feast or famine thing, it's bad for your clients. And the reason why it's bad for your clients is because they are not web designers. They are not professionals. So instead of thinking of the website as a product that you're creating and then handing the keys over to them, you need to be thinking about the website as a professional service that you are performing for them. And when you think about it this way, it really changes your entire mindset of how the project should be structured and how things should be done. So this feast or famine cycle must be broken to provide both stability for your family, growth opportunity for your business, but it's also better for your clients. It's better for your clients because they know you're available for constant communication, right? They know that you are going to be there when they need you because they're paying you every month and you're taking their money, and they can dispute that with the bank at any time if they want to, right? So they have that confidence that you're going to be there, and you have that incentive and motive to show up, to take their call, you know, to respond, to be responsive, to deliver quickly when things need to be done. So then how do you really do this? How do you build the financial runway, if you will, to get into breaking this feast or famine cycle? Well, I wrote an entire in-depth article on exactly how to do that on my Substack. If you didn't know, I have a Substack for subscription web design where I am going in-depth on a lot of these topics that it would be easier and better to consider in sort of a long-form, written, more philosophical kind of way, if you will. So I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes. Please check out the article on how to build a financial runway into subscription web design. I think there's some very, very valuable insights there that are going to help you with how to make that shift in your mind. And go ahead while you're there if you want to and subscribe to the Substack. Make sure that you're not missing out on any of the content there. I'm posting there twice per month, and I think you're going to find the content that's over there useful as well. Again, different places that I want to meet you in your journey. You know, this free podcast is more, you know, motivational and, you know, moment by moment insights. Whereas the Substack is a little bit more of the in-depth, really considered philosophical things behind why you would do your business model this way and even how to implement some of those things. And then my mentorship and my online course each go in-depth into how to actually get started and then use this in your own business and apply it to your situation very directly. So I have a lot of information and resources available, a lot of it free, some of it paid for you guys to come into my world and to understand why we do this and why it's better for you, why it's better for clients. So I would encourage you to check that out. If I could just leave you with two sort of insights here. Number one, start offering subscription web design. This is the easiest way to break the feast or famine cycle, is just to start offering it, okay? Even if it's an add-on or it's a downsell or it's just another option you want to provide for clients, that's fine with me. Whatever it takes to start offering it, okay? Begin offering subscription web design services instead of the large numbers. Again, how do you do that? You got to build a runway. You got to build a financial runway, which I talk all about in that post. So please, please, please go read that. I think it's going to help you. And then the second piece of advice I would give you here is simply to commit. So, I really think optionality is a pretty good place to start. So allowing people to choose, you know, hey, well, we've got the subscription plan you can go with over here, or, you know, you can go with the more traditional payment structure over here. Allowing that choice is a good short-term thing. But if you truly believe that this is the better way for your business and for your clients, then as soon as it's financially feasible for you, I just want you to commit. I just want you to go all in. Man, if you really think this is the best way to do it, go all in, commit to subscription web design, and start offering that exclusively and even selling people on it. Look, this is why it's a better route to go. Develop some origin stories. We're going to talk about that soon. Develop an origin story. Develop a story about why you think this, the vehicle of subscription web design, is the best way to do business when it comes to working with a web designer. Again, all these things are very important, and they all work together towards creating a life and a business that you love and that is fantastic for your clients. Well, this podcast is just brought to you by the free Substack, okay? If you want to eventually come into the course and the mentorship program, that's totally fine. But right now, what I want you to do is go get subscribed to the Substack if you're not already, so you make sure not to miss anything that's going on over there, okay? You guys take care. Can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.